The flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Rich Bartholomew.
Here.
John Kaworek.
Here.
Sam Palastro.
Here.
Earl Robinson is excused. Phyllis Sockran.
Here.
Jeffrey Bell.
Here.
Ray Bauer.
Here.
Okay. Now we have to decide who was going to be a voting member?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Go ahead, rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, that's all.
Whatever you guys want to do.
You want me to vote?
Yeah, go.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. So let's reference that Ray Bauer's going to be our fifth member tonight. All right, let's go to the first application. Do we normally have a public portion in between here, or since it's a special meeting?
It's a special meeting, so I did not put it on.
All right, then let's go on to number four. Applicant, City of Derby, location of affected premises, 45 Chatfield Street, appealing section 195-26JJ of the Derby zoning regulations for exterior lighting variance of 66 feet for the installation of 7 8-foot-high athletic light poles. Who's here for that? That's you. Can you just state your name and tell us what you're asking?
My name's Eric Roycey. I'm with Castle Blues Associates of New Britain. We're representing the city on the Payton Fieldhouse project, which is the baseball project, portion of the whole project. Just to avoid confusion and let everybody know, there's two projects, technically two projects, that we're working on. The first one is the track and field project, which is not what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the baseball field. The track and field project is state funded. It's a different money source. Because it's a different money source, there's a lot of different regulations that have to happen with this. So we're not talking about this time. We're talking about the baseball field. It's privately funded at the moment. So it is run by construction manager Turner Construction. Is running the construction right now. And this is under construction at the moment, but we haven't ordered lights or anything that we're ordered tonight. So what we're asking for is an exception to the lighting regulation, which limits the height of light poles to 14 feet. For athletic lighting, you need to get the poles up because the balls are going higher than 14 feet. And it also helps you as far as lighting control, where you're putting the lighting, how you're baffling the lighting and keeping the lighting on the field itself and avoiding spread across the neighborhood into other properties. I will say that lighting technology, these are proposed to be LED lights. Lighting technology with LED lights is far superior to old style athletic lighting that basically lit up half the city. These are very well controlled lights. The light pretty much stays right on the field. You don't get a lot of glare that you see across town or wherever else you are in town. But the real exception we're asking for is for the higher lights to allow you to play sports on the field. Do you have a question?
I have several, but go ahead, finish it.
So one of the things I brought a little prop, it's a flashlight. So one of the things with a shorter pole, and it's not a very good flashlight, with a shorter pole, if I'm trying to light something, I have to come down and I have to swing it out to light that object. With a taller pole, I'm over that object and I can control that light better. So that's one of the reasons we're asking for it. And it's for the safety of the kids, so that when the kids are playing, they're playing with the proper lighting that's required for sports like this.
So you're saying that the taller pole, you have more of a spread this way rather than angle?
Exactly. And you won't see the fixture itself, the glare from the fixture, unless you're right underneath it. Whereas if you start tilting it, you can see that fixture from the ways and you get a lot of glare from the fixture itself. Mm-hmm. That's what we're asking for.
Go ahead, Sam, you have a question.
Yeah. All right.
So prior, we had 14 feet, correct? It was 14 feet high?
14 in a residential, 20 in a non-residential.
What was it before?
I'm not sure they were removed before I was.
They were 80 feet, but they weren't functional. And the fact that they were completely removed, we have to revisit. And there was never a variance given for the lights in the past.
Back then.
The 14 feet is because it's adjacent to a residential area, and that's what our regs allow you to have on a P zone.
Okay, so I didn't know what was there before.
Exactly.
And so what? So before, we had the 80 foot, they weren't working. They had 7 poles, so you're just looking to replace them? How many were there before?
Carlo would know better than I did not.
Carlo, how many poles were there before?
I have to check to give you the exact. I believe there are 8, but I'll have to check.
So now we're going to go with 7. What's the, now the other question I have is that 80 feet high, what's the coverage? Do you need all 7? I'm assuming you do.
Yeah, you do.
And you know the coverage. What's the coverage when it comes down? And are there baffles on it maybe to direct the lights that way it doesn't affect the residents?
Yeah, the coverage, I can't give you a specific coverage number because they are baffled to prevent light spillage at the source. So it's easier to baffle up here when you're vertical than to baffle it when you're trying to slant the light. So they are all baffled, and it's all intended to keep the light right on the field. So depending on where you are on the circumference of the light depends on how far out it's going, if that makes sense to you.
If anybody's seen the lights in Shelton, they're going to be the same lights that they used in Shelton. I don't know if you guys did the lights in Shelton.
We didn't.
Okay.
We did not.
We haven't got the slips for this application.
Any other questions?
Carl, how long ago were those lights working? And we have no idea of knowing what, like, the lumen rating was. I don't know if they still use that anymore compared to this.
The quality, that, like he described, the LEDs and their ability to actually target one area versus what we had with conventional floodlights is, they're not even in the same league.
Yeah,
night
and day.
Night and day, there you go.
So we won't be disturbing the residents in the area with the lights?
A lot less than it ever did before. Absolutely.
I guess that's why the residents are here.
I was just asking Mr. Marcuccio how the impact was when the softball field had lights, and it was never an issue. I mean, they're only going to be on during the game, so they're going to be strategically placed, so it doesn't reflect on the neighbors. That's why we're here.
I did see the Shelton lights, and everything is directed right onto the field with the LED lights. In fact, the bleachers themselves are in the dark because you can't. Everything is directed right onto the field with the LED lights, so the LEDs are pretty good.
However, we do have emergency lighting for the bleachers, and I will comply with the one lumen that is required.
Are they adjustable in case, I know, so not long ago, the whole city, the street lights were changed over to LED.
Right.
And I know the mayor's office had said if any residents, when the new ones were put up, if any light was shining in any bedrooms or on houses inadvertently, just to let the UI know, and they could come and adjust. To fix that. So let's say these were put up, right? And some of the neighbors, there was some spillage. Is there an opportunity to go back and potentially adjust?
There is, to an extent.
You
could put baffles on things and move things, but then you're going to get to a point where you're actually taking light off the field.
I get that.
To an extent.
Thank you.
All right.
We will.
Does anybody else have any more questions for right now? Because then, if not, we'll open up the public portion. If we have to, then we'll readdress it.
Can we get the certified slips from you before we do anything further? Thank you.
All right. Is anybody here from the public that wants to address this application? Not the next one, just this one. Anybody? Go ahead. Can you just state your name, please?
I'm concerned about the lighting, the football field. But that's not what you're talking about tonight.
Correct.
However, I just want the board to be aware, in Orange they had similar problems at Turkey Hill School, that the lights were on all night. And you said they're going to be on a timer.
They're going to be controlled by the school district, so they're only going to be on during games.
But this has been about a year. They've been, you know, fighting about it, hitting people's bedrooms and decks. So that's what I'm concerned about. and that, you know, they don't need to be on all night. It's a residential area. You know, Shelton, Oxford, those schools are in the woods. There are no houses directly impacted. But this, the houses here will be impacted by both fields.
One other thing I will note is, as part of the technology package for lighting now, the athletic director or the coach, usually not the coaches because they go a little wild, but the athletic director or the administration can turn on and off the lights from their cell phone. They could be sitting in their den watching TV and get a call, and they can turn it off remotely. It all goes through somewhere in Minnesota, but they can turn it off remotely.
You said there's seven, correct?
Seven.
Can you just show me on there? I see four,
this,
five.
Yeah, this is.
Can you show me where the seven are located?
There they are. So seven, two behind home plate either side, two kind of behind second and third base, sort of.
First
and third. On the sideline.
First and third.
First and third.
Two out on the end of the. Out on the end of the foul line, and then we've got one out in center field. And the reason. The reason for the seventh one, typically there's six pole systems, is we've got utility wires along here and we can't get too close to those. There's an offset from those.
I'm so concerned about the third one in center field as so much as to maybe put one directly behind home plate and alleviate the two right behind home plate.
Again, it's being able to control what's right on the field and get the levels we want as far as the lighting is concerned. And I believe in your package, you've got the whole lighting design and the lighting levels in your package. And that's, maybe it's donut.
Not here, that was last week. Mm-hmm. That was last time. Right. Yeah, last meeting.
Yeah. So that's what a softball field always has been, correct?
Pretty much, side. Yeah.
It's, and then that's
what did we have
Chatfield
before? Over
there?
The street.
So the houses are on the other side of the street?
Like I said, I'll have to double check, but I believe there are eight poles. Because the lights weren't as bright, and the technology wasn't there, so I think they require a lot more than I use now.
They were removed before I was involved with the project, so I apologize for not having the answer on that day.
How close are the neighbors' houses? Can you show us there?
The neighbors' houses are right across the street, right here.
On the other side of Chatfield.
So this, okay. Yeah, this line here is the far side of Chatfield, and then they're just a little bit uphill, set back in the street.
Okay.
And then there's also the house that's
right there,
cut out right
there. There's a house right there. Anybody else from the public want to speak here on this? Anybody have? I see some up there. Not like we get many residents at our meeting, so.
Yeah, it's nice.
No? Okay.
What do you think the closest house is to a pole? Besides that one that's right in the right center field.
Probably Kent's house right across.
So that's at least 100 feet?
Yeah, it was probably 100 feet.
Because your house is probably 60 feet back from the road, and the road's probably 25 from the sidewalk.
We never got bothered by the softball lights. It was mainly the football lights, like Linda said.
And the games are typically what time?
Excuse me?
The games are what, like? They're over by 7 or 8 o'clock, aren't they?
No.
Well, the games are
over. No, baseball.
The games are about 10 o'clock.
9, 10.
Okay. By the time the city cleans the field and everything, it's okay. 10 o'clock.
Start about that way. Okay.
If we close the public portion, then we talk to the club council.
Yeah. All right. And nobody else from the public on this application?
The problem with the football field is that they're not going to have money to put LED lights. And they're short money right now. So they're basically putting the same lights that are there. They're moving the poles. It's going to be the same lights. So I don't know if that's another meeting. Or
they don't require a variance. That's not for this commission to get involved with, if I may say.
Okay.
That's been taken care of by plan and zoning. Yeah.
It doesn't need, it's torn
that's
down.
That's already been addressed on plan and zoning approval. And I can produce those documents for you guys if you guys choose to.
Yeah, that was almost a year ago today.
Yeah.
But it doesn't come in front of the ZBA first?
No.
There was no variance required, Mr. Palazzo. So no, I would not come to you if it's no variance required.
The same, I'm just questioning, I don't know, you're gonna tell me. But we're here, because you're asking for a variance for 80-foot lights now, which we didn't have existing prior.
No, they had 80-foot lights before.
They did.
They did have 80-foot.
They did, but they erased them, and now they're going to put them back.
They erased them, and they're going to put them back.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're going to erase them for the football field and put them back, and
no,
you don't need.
No. I don't want to get into it too much of the football field, because of the moving parts that they're under approval. I'll be more than happy to give Barbara the approval. Certain modifications have to be made to the football field, but that's all set. It never required a variance.
Okay.
And we dealt with the reason why
you
so
understand
fresh
what I'm
mind.
Saying. It's like we're revamping the whole thing. We
exactly.
need one for the softball field, and we don't need one for the football
so
field.
So I'll just elaborate a little bit, just to give you an idea. The existing poles have to be lower a certain amount in order for them to be compliant because they're existing, because they weren't raised. They were just repositioned. So, yeah, just two of them. Yeah. So that's all set.
Okay.
That's all taken care of. Yeah.
As long as. Yeah.
This is just for the baseball field, for the seven
know.
Poles.
Mm-hmm. We're here for this, so. Okay.
Can we vote on it now?
No.
No.
We're going to
close the
public
portion,
and then we just have a couple questions for the Corporation Council.
Motion to close the public portion.
Yeah.
Second.
Second made the motion. John closed it. I seconded it. All right.
Can we vote on it?
Not yet. All in favor of the of closing the public portion?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nobody. Okay. Here's my question. Now, for this type of a variance, like our job, we have four things we can grant variances on. And I don't know what this would fall under. That's
right. You need to make a finding of a hardship.
Yeah, I don't
or
know.
Or the reduction of a non-conforming use. And, you know, you need to decide.
Yeah.
If there's a basis for that.
That's.
This would be the reduction of a non-conforming use, wouldn't it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
So that was my question. Because since they were there, had they left the poles there and changed the lights in the top, I don't know that we would be here. But I don't know if the location wasn't appropriate, if the poles were the wrong kind, whatever the reason was for taking them down, I don't know.
What section of the regulations are you looking at?
Well, just our rules.
Okay. What?
Because it's only four little things. I had it marked
yeah,
in my other book,
four
but I changed the books.
Right.
You're no help.
No, no, it's in my car.
It's just weird that it's only 14 feet. I mean, we don't have something specific for football field and baseball field.
And you said it's a P zone or something, right?
Yes.
The P
yeah,
zone,
it's
only allows 14
feet. It's 14
in
residential and 20 in non-residential.
Why would it need it?
Yeah, I know. Oh, but like
we want a four times the height.
Street lights are higher than that.
If I may, the hardship will be a safety issue. I mean, afternoon games don't even have to be late into the night. If they don't have lights, they can't utilize the multi-million-dollar complex that we put in place because of it. So
that's my fault.
Safety would be.
Yeah, I mean. Because one of the things is you can't make reasonable use of the property without the variance. If you're saying since you can't play, can't finish a game in the daytime, I mean, that's, because they all start after school, right? There's no 1 o'clock games. Kids from the other schools got to get there.
What time are the games?
Typically, they start at 3, or they have weekend games also. I'm not sure what time
they'll
start.
There's never been an issue with day games needing lights. There's never been, as long as I was athletic director, we never had to worry about that.
So this is just for night games. Have we had night games?
So
we
start,
used.
You know, if you start your game 4 or 5 o'clock, then you've got to worry. Most of the games are starting at 3 or 3:30.
The baseball field used to be overlaid on the track, and and football field.
Right.
So it was lit when it was over there.
Okay.
And being over here, you know, on that place.
Now, this is baseball and softball now, or
yes.
Just because the baseball field used to be on the football field.
Correct.
So they just use those lights.
Right.
Yeah. The question is, if they're going four times the height, they can cover four times the width that it was already, you know, and the special lighting and everything we're going to do.
Yeah, but the old softball field lights were 80 feet.
I know.
And you,
Barbara, can I ask Corporation Council question, Michael? Existing, they never abandoned the use. I mean, it was an athletic field. It had the lights. Some components were removed. However, they're going to be replaced with similar ones. So is there a need for a variance even?
I mean,
that's
a good question,
but that would be,
I think, up to the PNC commission
okay.
to decide. But you're right, if this is considered a pre-existing non-conforming use that was never abandoned, then there would not be a need for a variance.
That would be my opinion. I'll be more than happy to bring up the plans.
Yeah, I mean, the board does not need to make a decision on this tonight.
Okay. Those for the football field.
If you have,
I don't think it had anything to do with the athletic field, with the new field. So,
but the new field did have the 80-foot lights that were raised when it's been redone. Correct.
When it was the men's softball field, back in the day, in the 80s, 90s, mm-hmm. the men played there at night during the summer. Those lights were 80 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So same height.
Right.
Within pretty close to the same
spot.
So it's
pre-existing.
I think so.
But does taking it down make
yes.
a difference?
Yeah. There's a difference between...
Not if you don't abandon the right. If you don't take them down and put a parking lot and then 2 years from now decided to put an athletic field again, then you abandon your right. However, this has not been abandoned. They were taken line for improvements. So
it's a question of intent.
Yes.
That's a factual question.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that would be up to the Planning and Zoning Commission to decide.
And you said the Planning and Zoning Bill, you come here?
This board does not have to make a decision tonight if there are questions.
Planning and Zoning told him to come here.
Yeah. Yeah, but Carlo thinks they told you
to come here because of me. I sent them here to make sure that everything was done the right way. However, seeing these hurdles that we have, just brainstorming, I'm thinking that we could probably have other avenues to deal with this. And that's why I asked Corporation Council, and she agrees with me that might be a good choice, a good avenue to go down, a good road to go down.
That might be, yeah.
Rich, do you think it fits into one of those four things anyway?
No. Well, just the first one, I said, well, it's, if they provide with the, comply with the regulations, he would not be able to make any reasonable use of the property. Can't say that because they could play day games, but just not night games. Difficulties or hardship are peculiar to the property in question. You know, if they were anywhere and they wanted to put 80-foot lights up, it would be an issue. Hardship is not a result of the applicant's own action. Nope. The hardship is not merely financial or pecuniary, and that's not it either. Then, I think, did you say something about reducing a non-conforming use? Somebody said that.
Yeah.
I mean, if we knew that they were 8 and then we were going down to 7, it's possible we could use that, but we don't know what the output was of the other ones, and if these are, I'm assuming the output's going to be more, but the lights are going to be able to be directed better, that it's not going to spill out to the street and all. So we really can't compare. It's like apples and oranges.
I mean, a day game is a day game until it's not a day game.
Right. Exactly.
So that's why I think the best one applies is number one, and I'm okay with that as far as the safety issue.
So am I.
Make the motion. Let's go.
What's your motion?
Motion to accept the application.
I don't know that that's a good idea. Based on that.
Well, you can vote no. But there's other people who want to vote yes.
Right. Can we make a motion to send this to Planning and Zoning? Is that a legitimate motion?
That would
we wouldn't
require
be able to make
another
that motion.
A special meeting for you guys if they send it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a...
we would
have a little bit of a timeline they were in.
Yeah, so we would have to continue it, and then with the recommendation that they review it, and if they decide on it, then we don't have to take any action on it. But if they kick it back, then we only have 65 days or something.
Right, you could schedule another special meeting.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be my preference, because I think for legal reasons, we'd be better off.
So we just take no action on it then?
That's my recommendation. If somebody wants to make a motion and somebody wants to make a second and take a vote, that's entirely up to the other members on the board. But my recommendation is we make a motion to continue it with the recommendation that Planning and Zoning takes a look at it and decides if they even really need to be here in front of us.
Are you making that motion?
I would like to make that
second
motion.
Second it.
All right, and anybody in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Me. Sammy,
The motion is? They want to know what the motion is.
The motion is that we continue this with the recommendation that they meet with Planning and Zoning to see if they even need to be in front of us, if this is something that can be resolved with them. And if it turns out that it can't be, then they need to come back here for another special meeting.
We have a motion in a second, so we can discuss it.
Yeah, right. Now we can discuss it.
Now we can discuss it.
Right.
So if we vote, say we vote to approve it, it's still going to go to P&Z. Can we still say pending P&Z?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we don't have to do the special meeting? Can't
right.
we just say we vote on this pending the P&Z approval on something like this?
No, I think the point is that if this is a pre-existing non-conforming use that hasn't been abandoned, then there's no need for variance. So there's no need to be before this board. That's the point. There would be nothing to vote on.
Is there any need for it to even go to P&Z?
If we vote on this, right, would there be a need?
No, even if we don't. Is there any need for it to go to P&Z if it's not?
Yes.
If it's
if you leave it up to me, it's going back to Planning and Zoning. If you don't make a decision tonight, it's going back to Planning and Zoning.
This issue has not been raised before Planning and Zoning yet?
No.
Okay.
It has not. I'll be more than happy to talk to Mr. McAvoy in the morning and make sure we get the proper ordinance in place and then bring it forward to Mr. Estevan of the commission.
What my question, though, is does it have to go before any board if we're just continuing what was? It's a pre-existing condition and they're just... They took lights down, they're putting them back up.
That's different to be determined, but not tonight, right. Unfortunately.
Yeah, that should be determined by the commission.
Yes,
okay. We need clarification.
Okay.
We're doing the right thing or not.
Yeah.
And then I'll be able to do it administratively if they choose to give
right.
to empower me to do so.
Okay.
Did you say they didn't have a variance when they did the other one?
They did not.
The which is why you're here,
field.
Right? Which is why
but
I thought
it was
that the reason why it's here.
Client, that was done before the ordinance were put into place, therefore, is it continuous or not?
So wouldn't it have to come back to us for the variance approval pending P&Z anyway? As a
no,
formality?
It's not. It wouldn't be a variance.
No.
We don't.
No.
I would just say it's a continuing.
It's
just
only
a continuing.
With variances.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
May I just make a request that in your motion that you detail the reasons for your decision to aid P&Z in their decision?
The question I raised.
So, my motion would be that we continue it, have Planning and Zoning look at it to see if it's a continuation of a non-conforming use or whether or not it even needs to have a variance granted for it. Good enough? Do I have a second for that?
I think so.
Second.
Second by Phyllis. Any discussion on that motion?
Can't we just approve it if it has to come back here now?
No.
Not to be sticky, but should your motion say that it's potentially a reduction of a non-conforming?
Lights did not get taken down.
It's very possible
they
we're going from 8 to 7 lights.
Because of their
I don't know how important that is legally,
well, no
but that does make the case a little better. Right? There were 8
they
before, they're the same height, now they're 7,
they're
less.
That will be better if it comes back.
But that's what Parks
okay.
and Rec.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't matter if he has it.
No.
For the commission.
Okay. Yeah, that would be...
All right.
That would be...
But it's not mine to say.
Granted, it was a reduction in that All right, any more discussion on the motion? And then let's take a vote on the motion. All those in favor of that motion, Karen, did you get it all, you think?
You're continuing with the recommendation that the P&Z be consulted as to whether they will accept this as pre-existing non-conforming use.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Three?
No.
No. All right, so four. So opposed is just John.
Just John.
All right, so four and four.
Four and one.
Carries. Four and one, it carries. All right, so we're done with that. Number seven.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you know when they meet again, Carl?
I hate passing it off PNC? To somebody else. But
I'm going to talk to everybody tomorrow. It doesn't have to wait until the next meeting.
What about next week?
I said we'll talk to them tomorrow. In fact, somebody already got an email, so the ball is rolling already.
Good to have you.
All right. Number seven, application. Location of 131 Park Avenue, appealing section 195-55 of the Derby zoning regulations, location of parking. And who's here for that? What's your name?
Jersey Star.
Jersey Star, all right. You just tell us what you, we have all the stuff that you submitted, just would like you to present what you want to do and why you want to do it.
The reason is why I want to raise the front, because I have that shortage of the parking. And like 25 years ago, there was built another house behind, like duplex. And now I got the six apartments, and it's only five off-street parking. But this will be better for the tenants, safer for the people who live over there. Because the back duplex, there was to be street behind, and the street was never built. And there's like only the paper street.
Now, is this two separate properties? Like you get two separate tax bills, two separate?
Two separate.
So it's two separate, but they share a driveway? Or they,
yeah, yes, okay. The only driver is from the front of the Park Avenue to the back.
And you have in, I was looking, I don't have it on this. Oh, here it is. You have some spots behind the four family house now?
Yes, that's a, it's like the square is.
So that's where you have six?
Like five or six. Yes, that's the some. That's the place where the people that park.
Now. No, that's where the proposal is.
No, the proposal
is out
yeah.
front.
Yeah.
Two more?
Yes, no. That's you see that's the
but
in front of
two
front.
And two?
Like two and two, yeah. So there's a Park Avenue over here.
Okay, where now where's the proposed parking gonna be on here?
Right here.
Oh right here.
Okay. Yeah.
There's two on one side and two on the other. Four.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how many feet is that between? Did you meet the guidelines and specs of the width and the length that you need to have for parking?
It's like 9 feet was before was the side. And I extended 12 feet. And is right here is going to be left like over 3 feet of grass and the sidewalk.
The thing is that
this is what are you doing? The sidewalk's gone?
The sidewalk going to be, if the car going to park, the sidewalk going to be enough
to walk.
The thing is, it's in front of the house.
It's in front of the house, right.
And yes. We're not supposed to have parking in front of the house.
Well, this just came about. I noticed that it was a paving company doing the work. I noticed that it was a larger curb cut than is allowed. Therefore, I put a stop work order on it. When they came to see me regarding this issue, we realized that the house was built in the back. According to certain approvals they were going to have with the road built in the back of the house, they were going to be able to park on Grove Avenue, I guess it was going to be the road that actually never happened.
Yeah.
Therefore, it created a parking issue. At the time, it was a temporary parking issue because it was going to be relieved when the road was built, but it wasn't. So instead of appealing my decision of not allowing him to do it, he's seeking a variance due to the hardship that the road was never built, the house was put in place with certain approvals, therefore they need the additional parking because of the encroachment on the right-of-way for the other house.
But there's parking for the house in the back, right?
It's staggered, but some parking. Is that enough?
Some parking, because we've got six apartments, and then you've got only five parking spots.
So you only need 12 parking spots, taking it down today's regulations.
What are these parking spots in between the houses?
That's...
Are they actually there?
Yes, now.
And that's not for this house? It's right in front of it? Or is this...
Yeah, no, I use for both, you know?
Okay.
If I rent them, because that's, this is, I own the both properties, so that's the only reason to park here, because, you know, you need space to back up and turn around.
And then, what, do these people park on the street now?
Yes.
Or can you not park at park? I think you can park at park.
Yes, parking, they use that. I try to eliminate people with that, like, two cars or something, you know, because...
Everybody has more than one car now.
Yes, I know, that's just...
Now, is this house built, or is this proposed?
Oh, no, they're built.
No, that's built already, like, 26 years ago.
Okay, all right.
Did you buy these, or you built that?
No, that was one property when I purchased this. That mean, they sell, when the bank sell this, that was one property. Because the only way to get to this building, you gotta go through here.
Unless there was a road here, then you could...
Yeah, because the front of this building is really here.
That's, I was saying, is this the front of the house?
Yes, and the people, they use the back...
Yeah.
Back doors to get to the...
So there'd be enough room coming in the driveway? They'd be coming in this way? There'd be enough room to maneuver, park, and back around and get out?
Yes, because this is, nobody gonna parking on the driveway.
On the driveway, right, yeah, but there's enough room to maneuver around.
Yeah, they can do that.
Carl, a couple years ago, we had a thing up on Rockwood Avenue, Rockwell, or across the street from your brother had the place there, up that steep hill in the back of the property there, and one of the questions was, did he have enough footage where he wanted to put that parking for that back house or whatever it was across from the Dijon's house? And what's the...
Is it still Matt? Is that what you're
talking about? I don't know them.
Yeah, that big open lot,
yeah. Up on the top of that hill, one road up at the top. What is the... There was a spec that we went by on that. What was the...
Parking spot is 18 by 10.
18 by 10.
You can go 18 by 9. 18 by 10 is normally in shopping centers and places to accommodate the public. On residential, I know we can go 18 by 9.
And...
18, but what's the distance 18. Behind the spot?
Oh, for the turnaround, I'll have to get you the particular. I have not memorized that.
So that's what my question is.
Yeah,
the distance here.
Because on this, it's showing 12 feet, so that's only enough for
half. Well, that's from the street together, it's like 20.
What he's trying to do is get an additional four spots in front. That's all this is going to create. This is all
But he's not meeting the parking.
The spots would only be 6 feet wide.
Yeah, but the variance that he's seeking is just for the front. You shouldn't be looking at the overall parking.
No, I'm looking at the front.
He's just looking at creating the parking in front.
That's what we're looking at.
But it's only...
Yeah.
That's 12 feet wide.
Plus 9, the existing...
Yes,
that's the before was the paved sidewalk before.
It needs to be.
So you that's together going to be like 21.
Oh, so you're not going to have the paved sidewalk?
No, that's going to be paved together because maybe I made a mistake that's from the street is 9 plus 12, that's 21. I can go another feet over here.
Count the sidewalk.
No, the sidewalk is going to be. No, the sidewalk going to be still. Like even 22 minus 18, you still got the 4 feet for the sidewalk.
If self-painted one smooth pavement, people could park on it.
But then you can't get rid of a city sidewalk.
Yeah, no, I know.
So what my point
Park
is...
Park Avenue is very special when it comes to sidewalk. Every other house doesn't have a sidewalk, so it's not continuous.
There's not a continuous sidewalk?
The regulation is 18 by 10.
Even my neighbor, they don't have...
You can't count the sidewalk as square footage because you can't. So he's only got 12 feet on an 18 by 10 area.
Yeah, but...
And he wants to put two spots in here. This is 31 feet.
Gerald Collins said that every other house doesn't have a sidewalk.
Can you count the sidewalk, Carl?
Yeah, my street on Stephen Street, and there's no sidewalk. And then from my father's house up, there's sidewalks all the way to the rest of the... It is what it is.
Yep.
There are three, four houses within the next blocks, so they have parking lot. Just what he was trying to do.
This is 31 feet. How many feet is this across?
No, they would park this way. Right, you want them coming in from the driveway, park it sideways?
No, not this way, sorry.
You're going to come in this way?
Carl, draw me a car on there, please.
Yeah, the car's going to be here. That's one, two, and...
The 9-foot wide sidewalk?
Three and four, like this way.
Well, he's got to draw it at 9 foot.
He's got to draw it at 9.
Yeah, he's taking all his grass in front. He's paving that.
All right, so that's not really drawn right. It's...
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting confused on. Well, not the sidewalk space.
No.
It's 12 feet.
The sidewalk was before was 9 feet paved.
There's no regulation on grass. You can take the grass in your whole entire yard.
So now, the sidewalk's
going to be 4 feet.
Four feet.
You're taking 5 feet off the sidewalk.
They're going to have
this one.
Artificial turf on there?
It's a 17 sidewalk, but we only need four. Regulations can require 4-foot sidewalk.
I believe it said, it's a little bit of a variance, so it depends on the terrain. I have to get this back. I don't have the book in front of me.
So that gains him an extra 5 feet.
5 feet, right, so it gives him 17.
So it gives him 17. Now, what's the width?
60.
So he has it. So my concern is the regulation...
Well, 60 less... 47.
Okay. So he still has it, because it's 9 feet, a residential 10. 47.
Basically, the variance...
He's got 11 feet. He's almost got 12
feet. What he's appealing is the fact that you can't park in front of your house. That's what he's appealing. That's the one that he's appealing. So that's the decision that you have to make.
The hardship is that there was a street, I don't want to say it was promised, but this house was built with the understanding that street would go in and that would provide the parking for that house.
Yeah, correct.
Right?
Yeah.
But that was 1989, it says that house was built. It's been like this for 30 years almost.
I think around like 28, maybe that was proposed to...
Then we're getting cars off of Park Avenue.
Yeah.
Which creates a safer situation.
Mm-hmm.
Except for these people are backing into the street.
No, they'd be backing into the driveway.
No, they're going to pull up in front of the house. They'll be backing into the street.
So that's unnecessarily safe. Here, at least you can drive down the driveway, turn around, come out, and drive into the street.
Really, get back into the driveway and then pull out into the street, no?
No, they're doing, look, the cars are going to be pulling in straight off the street facing the house, not coming in from the sides. It looked like they were coming in from the sides.
Oh, okay, then...
But there wasn't enough room, unless, I guess you could do it.
That's what I was thinking, everything fed in from the driveways?
We thought that.
And then the sidewalk was like separate, like say there was a sidewalk there,
uh-huh.
separate. Yeah.
So they're going to drive over the sidewalk.
So they're going to drive over the sidewalk. That's why I had I should have showed this. He was drawing it over on this side.
I got you. That's fine. It's no big deal.
So that's the issue I have with this.
Carla, you're saying that the width of a parking space can be 9?
Correct.
Okay. So what if instead of doing it straight on the way he's got it there, what if he separated it here and had one here, one here? They would each be 9 feet in width.
Yeah, that, I asked him about that. I want to see what the distance was.
I can deal with the amount of parking spots that he's going to be allowed to have if you approve the variance for him to be able to park in front. So that's all you really got to do. If you approve, if you give him the variance to park in front, then I will make sure that all the other regs are in compliance, all the other measurements and so forth.
Well, I think our concern, Carlo, is that if the parking space as he's got it now would be perpendicular to the street, all right, then cars would back out onto the street. But if instead he took this rectangle, instead of having the cars come in this way.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
If he did this way.
I'll be more than happy to work with them if the variance is granted, what the best way would be to accomplish that.
Right. And if this gentleman is willing to work with you to do it, too.
Yeah, he's willing to work with me.
Okay, yeah.
That's why I asked about the length of the spots.
Right.
You have to have room to back up.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know that
right.
There is.
There's plenty of room if they do it, if you do it this way.
Right, backing up into the driveway now.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I was referring
right.
to.
Yeah.
I would be.
Can I make a motion that we allow him to
you
put parking
to
in front of his
public.
House?
Well, we have to allow the public.
Oh, there's public to talk?
Yeah, hang on. Hang on. Yeah.
All right, so that's. Did you have anything else to add right now? All right. We'll move on to number 8. We'll have the public portion for this application. So, is anybody here came to talk about this application? Go ahead.
Holly Raymond Sheehy, 133 Park Avenue. If you're looking at the house, my house is right next door.
Mm-hmm.
For years, they've been hitting the fence, coming in at that. It's a very tight, narrow driveway. And if you think they're going to come in this way and get into that spot, when they're trying to back out, they're going to hit right into the fence. As it was, the construction company damaged our fence in the back. But, I mean, for as many years that that place has been there, the fence is always damaged. And also another concern I have is our property's higher than theirs. So where it used to get all the water would go into the grass area in the front, now it's gonna run off and possibly erode our property. That's my concerns.
Okay.
We would need a curb or something. You need to put a curb or something near the fence because you have nothing to soak in all the rain where the grass was. You're tearing all that out. So now you're low level, we're higher level. And our property is going to have some kind of erosion.
So if your property is higher,
property
though,
higher,
you wouldn't have erosion.
It's put bricks down. The owner before this gentleman allowed us because of the way the tar is and our dirt here.
Mm-hmm.
And when the rain would come up, it would go into our soil and you would get erosion.
Sure.
So what we did is we put brick along the side, which we were allowed, we had permission from the previous owner. In the case now that they tarred, the company tore all our bricks out. So that's gone. So now where you had grass before that soaked up, where's all this water going to go?
Well, that's going to be inclined towards the street.
Curve?
No, it's going to be inclined towards the street, so the water's going to go on the street. It's not going to go up the hill up to your property. That's not going to happen.
But again, if you go in sideways, if you go in this way, instead of backing out, they'll never get in or out.
Yeah, our fence will be down.
So like Carlos said, he's going to work with them. I mean, obviously, if he goes out there and inspects it, we give this variance, straight out would be the ideal.
Straight out, I would say
right?
Straight out would be.
And Carlos would have to, I mean, when he goes out there and does the site plan, he's going to do what's best for
everybody.
For everyone.
Are you going to look like toward where there like, should be a curb?
You're going to look at everything that needs to be looked at.
Our property where
curving, if that's his property and your bricks that you're talking about, they were on his property, technically, those are his bricks. So I could not make him do anything that he doesn't want to do on his property.
I didn't say we're on his property. I said something about our property. They were against our fence. They were not on his property.
Well, ideal would be to have an A2 in order to be able to determine exactly where the boundaries are. And A2s make great neighbors. That's one thing that you might want to, maybe both of us get together and do it at the same time.
We have no, nothing against the gentleman.
I think we can bring this.
Well, like I said, well, you know, he's going to help us fix the fence, you know.
Oh, good.
We're just voicing our concerns.
Okay, let's go. We're ready to go.
I had Helen's name, but I don't have the other lady's name.
Oh, we need the other lady's name.
Jill Raymond.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jill Raymond.
Jill Raymond, thank you.
Okay, I'm ready to make a motion.
I got to close the public hearing first.
Make a motion to close the public portion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So, now it's our chance to discuss this. So, John, it seems like you want to approve it. What is the
hardship?
Hardship. And how is it hardship now and it hasn't been for the last 30 years? Or has it been and nobody decided to do anything?
Hardship is he doesn't have enough parking spaces for his tenants.
And does that not be able to make reasonable use of the property?
No, he's making a bad situation better, so he's reducing the non-conformance. Not having enough parking spaces was a non-conformance.
Yeah, this was built way before. It was built in 1925, so.
They had horse and buggy then.
Yeah, they didn't have
a... It was cars in 25.
He's been waiting
probably
30
a hitching
years for
poster.
That road to go in.
Frankly, it was a little confusing to me. Is there an issue of what he's claiming is a hardship due to this road situation?
What's yeah, but that... I understand that, but there's six parking spots for that house in the back. Mm. In between the two houses, that's why.
There's six apartments, so keep that in mind as well. And we all have.
But there's on-street parking for. It's not a no parking street, correct?
In some areas are no parking.
Is there
specific?
And then we definitely frown upon anybody parking on the street.
But it's not illegal.
Right, and if you build a house now, you have to have at least two spots. You have a rental property, right. You have to have at least two spots per
unit.
Unit.
Correct.
In 1989, you probably did two. By 1925, this front house, which is where the
stable is. Stable, too.
Yeah, there was no provision for it. Not a fan of people backing into the street. And if it's not enough room here to back up and turn around and head out, then you can't go sideways.
I think they're basically stating that their hardship is the fact that the road was never put in.
Correct.
I think that's the only...
Yeah?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they send an application?
No. I believe it was one of the pages that was the hardship.
The Grove Avenue status unknown.
Jerry had plans to create another street behind the building when the duplex was built. The street was never built. The duplex property doesn't have access to street parking.
So, they put these spots here, all the spots that people could park on in the street, the three that would be able to park on the street would no longer be available.
Which are his tenants.
Or it could be anybody can park out.
Well, the way the houses are spaced, it's pretty, I don't think anybody's going to park in front of his house unless they live there.
It's just we're going to be eliminating three available spots on the street.
Not three, four. That's one, two.
60 feet.
There's two drivers on
the side. Yeah, so 47, so it's only two. Eliminate two on the street and make four in the front. were your concerns?
You know, you have to decide if that's what he's asking for here is a hardship. And I, you know, you obviously have concerns about safety issues, which is certainly legitimate for the
right.
board to consider. So it's really your discretion in that regard.
It's obviously
alleviating one safety, getting them off the street by causing another one by backing into the street when they're parked. So it's yeah. 6-1 half, you know. So if it's one
yeah, but you don't. They could. We don't know if when they come home, whether or not they're pulling or they're backing into the driveway, in which when they leave, they'd be pulling out. I mean,
that would be ideal.
Right. People, it will be
signage.
Right. And we,
I mean, you can put signage. Whether the tenants are going to respect it or not is up to the landlord.
Right.
Correct. You can put up a sign and say, "Please
yeah,
back
yeah.
in." Mm-hmm. Right. People back in and out of their driveways in different ways all the
yeah,
time, depending on how they pull in. We'd love to control that, but we really can't. I mean, I pull into my driveway every day and back out of it every morning.
You're creating a safety hazard.
I literally
not
just.
But nobody should be backing out of their driveway.
Well, that's.
No, you're not supposed to. It's against the law.
It is.
It is.
Well, so you learn something every day.
Yeah, my brother got fined for it, so.
So there's a law against
backing onto the street.
Well, the hardship seems to me was created because the city abandoned the plans to build that road. Okay,
right.
So it's been a hardship, and
right.
now he's asking us, regardless of how long he waits, he's asking us to alleviate that hardship.
All right, is it hardship peculiar to this property in contrast to others in the same district? So are there other houses that are in the same boat that have, we're expecting Grove Street to be finished at some point? Because if there are, then it's not just this house.
I don't know how many other houses are.
It's the only one that we know of. Nobody
to
else
the left
forward,
and to the
so.
Right that would be affected by not having that road built. And how far, how long is that road
there's
built?
There are several other houses that have parking in front, right down that road. Maybe that's why they have parking in front, because their parking in the back was never available to them. So before us, we sit here, some of the things weren't enforced. If I didn't see this gentleman and his crew throwing up and taking the curbs and they put a stop work order on it,
yeah.
that would have happened and nobody would have known, been the wiser, but that's
well,
why we drive around in our 5-square-mile city and we pick things up that we normally wouldn't other places.
Because the parking in the back is actually behind the house. That house faces Grove Street, so the front of the house is Grove. So those 5 or 6 spots that are in that one drawing are behind the house and are behind the one on Park Avenue, so those aren't an issue.
Right.
Because you can park behind the house. They just don't have a way in. Okay.
Can I make a motion that we accept the applicant's issue
with a stipulation that the residents back into those parking spots?
No, I think that's something that Carla would be working on with him. You can't, as you know, as you say, you can't stipulate something like that. You can request it. He can request it.
House, so
that's
yeah.
it.
Right.
I don't think we can
force
that.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't force that.
I'll second the motion.
And then what is the hardship for the, to justify the? All right, got a second on the motion, discussion on the motion.
Okay.
Discussion is what already listed as a hardship for him to be able to get a variance to park in front of the house.
The one paper that he issued that,
I know,
because
but,
the other houses were built, it took the parking away from him and caused it an issue.
It has to be in the motion.
Okay, can I?
Amend your motion.
Amend
first.
The
that's
motion.
All.
Yes,
yeah, that's all.
All right. And so it would add the fact that there is not enough parking for the existing houses. Would
yes.
that be sufficient?
Say
I don't
why.
Know. Is it?
What? What? What's
the motion?
The hardship. The hardship is.
There's still not enough parking.
No. Okay. The hardship.
Even with the 4 spots.
Well, it gives him something. He gives him 4 instead of 2.
Sure.
It adds 2 more spots there.
Yeah.
Okay. And well, the hardship wouldn't have to be in the motion, though.
I think it should be.
It should be? Okay.
Mr. Bauer, ready?
Your reasoning.
Okay, so. The document that he has.
Go here.
Yeah. You want to?
You want me to make the motion?
Okay, go ahead.
You make.
I'll withdraw mine.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the request for allowance to park in his yard, in the front yard. There was a hardship caused because there are two buildings on the property. There's a duplex in the back. When it was built, Derby had plans to create another street behind the building, which would have created adequate parking. This street was never built. There are no plans at this time for it to be built. So that duplex in the back doesn't have access to street parking. Is that good? You want more? Is that, you okay with that, everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who seconds?
I second it.
Is that good enough for us? Exactly.
I think so.
The fact that this additional parking would decrease the nonconformity of the properties may need to be included in there too.
You want me to add it?
Yes,
go ahead, please.
This by allowing this variance, we will decrease a current nonconformity of not enough parking per apartment at these two properties.
Okay.
Anything else, Rich?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we can take a vote.
Yeah. You second that?
I second.
John already did. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Oh, it passes.
Did you oppose, or you said okay?
No, that's. I didn't oppose.
Okay. You went.
You have to work with Carlo on the spots, that's all. He'll let you know what can be done. And
the drainage for the neighbors, right?
Yeah, we'll take care of the proper drainage for the properties.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Do that and we'll be fine. Thank you.
Okay, a motion adjourned is in order?
Yes.
Second. No, second by Jeffrey.
Let's
get him on
the one.
Let's get him on the
one. He can't vote.
On the minutes.
Oh, Sam.
I'll second it.
Okay. At 7:05.
I've been his proxy on
that. That's right.